let's go right to the phones. And I hope waiting patiently is J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
You know, I was stuck in a spot where this guy was given all this knowledgeable information on fishing, and I had to decide knowledgeable information or go to JR. What could I do?
Well, you can always go to me, Terry, because my tackle box is big enough. If I can't figure it out, I've probably got something in there that'll eventually work.
Well, I'll tell you what, I only tease you because I love you, but I got to give you credit. We went out together this last week, and you and I lit up the giant trout. Thank you so much, my friend. But why one lure outfished all the others so much? I still don't understand.
Well, and you know, Terry, and that's what I love about fishing, because we're on the same page there. We did go through the tackle box. We tried presentations. We did find one lure drugged through the right part of the column that started producing the fish we were looking for. And I think I sent you the picture, Terry. I did clean one of those, and the little bugs that they were feeding on, that's the part of the column they were looking for food in, and I'm thinking that's why it worked, but it is fishing. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a strange situation that we had similar lures, even the same lure, different color that wasn't quite as, one was even the same color, I think, and it wasn't effective as that one, but you're right, those are the mysteries. But let's talk some shooting. You got leagues coming up pretty soon out there for people who want to get into some level of competitive shooting, especially skeet or trap or sporting clays. You do a lot of that with your league events, don't you?
Yeah, and you're right, Terry. And coming up here starting June 22nd, so kind of mark the calendar on Wednesday evenings, those are the Colorado Clays Trap and Sporting Clays Leagues. So overview on Trap League, you can sign up as an individual or better yet as a five-person team. Our teams are made up of groups of anything from coworkers, neighbors, family and friends. We even have some all-female teams. Kids get in on the Colorado Clays Trap League. We have time slots to fit pretty much most work schedules, starting at 4:30 p.m. and running all the way till sundown. And Terry, it's always fun because it's set up so everyone shoots against other teams with similar skill levels based on their weekly scores. So no matter what, you're going to be competing, you're going to be pushed a little bit, but the focus is on fun, and it is really a fun time for people to get together. Now, Sporting Clays League, same thing. If you love Sporting Clays, or even if you've never done Sporting Clays before, this league, it was set up by present and former Colorado Sporting Clays Association board members and was structured so that all shooters have a great time, they get to up their game with weekly shooting, and they can compete regardless of their skill level. So, again, conducive to most people's schedules because shooting is from 1:30 till sundown on that as well. And Terry, there's a lot of details, but these two things are one of the funnest evenings you'll have on Wednesday nights. All you do is simply give us a call to sign up for them. We'll answer any questions you have and tell you how to register.
Now, you can even match people with my skill level?
Yeah, skill is a loose term, yeah.
No, it's always fun. You know, people think back to, bowling and softball leagues and stuff, you know. We can go out and play catch, or we can go just bowl a game. But when you have a little competition, or you and I fishing, when we're out on the water, the banter, the trash talk a little bit, the trying to a little one-upmanship, it's all in fun. It's good natured. We're not talking about life or death or huge amounts of money, but we are talking about it just makes it a good time, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Terry. And, you know, on that note, and that's really what it's all about, of course, Colorado Clays is open year-round, and we function as the premier facility all year, offering our normal rifle, pistols, traps, skeet, wobble traps, sporting clays, and, of course, much more. But, you know, now is a particularly great time of year at Colorado Clays because not only are we offering the same great services, but the weather's getting better, and we're entering our special event season. And like you're saying, Terry, the beauty of the Colorado Clays special event season is that the majority of the extra and seasonal events we have here are totally accessible to all of our valued customers by simply signing up for them. So, for example, as we know, Colorado Place hosts a multitude of fundraiser shooting events to benefit a wide variety of charitable causes. And if you would like to experience one of these great events, just go to our website. We have information on how to research and register for them, whether you're an individual or as a team. And, Terry, generally these events are going to include a breakfast and or a lunch. The shooting event held on the beautiful Colorado Clays ranges or courses, sometimes shooting games for fun or for prizes, raffles, door prizes, refreshments. But like you were saying, always an overall great time raising money for a charity, and it's always a win-win because it's a great opportunity to enjoy shooting sports with great people with some competitive nature involved. And again, just give us a call. We can answer questions, but you got to get in on this time of year at Colorado Clays.
Well, and you know, I've been fortunate to participate in some shooting events that were celebrity type events, and so they let me in and pretended I was a celebrity. But
clearing my throat.
Yeah, it does raise your game. It really does. I mean, you know, instead of just going out and shooting, even when you're just shooting with a friend or fishing with a friend, it raises your game. You have that little extra incentive. Your focus gets a little better, and you actually get better. It really does improve you because it keeps you focused, and it's just so much fun and have a little camaraderie. And speaking of fun and a little bit of competition, you have an event you do every year that's going to be on us so quick, and that's your casting clays. What's going on with that?
Yeah, Terry, this is a once-a-year deal. It is the Colorado Clays Casting Clays event, Sunday, June 5th. So mark the calendar. And, Terry, this is my favorite event of the year. It incorporates my two favorite outdoor activities, fishing and shooting, into a one-day tournament format that gives anyone the ability to compete regardless of their fishing or shooting abilities. And for this Cast and Clays, Terry, you sign up as a two-person team. We'll start fishing at Bar Lake at 7 a.m. We'll fish until 11 a.m., and that will be how we do our fishing score. You'll be awarded 1 point per inch of legal game fish you catch and measure. Then we'll head to Colorado Clays for a delicious lunch served in our big special event tent. After lunch is the shooting portion, and each person shoots 50 targets on the Colorado Clays Sporting Clays course. You are then awarded 1 point for each broken target, and that added to your fishing score is how you find your total score for the day. So the format is fantastic. What makes this such a great tournament, Terry, is that we have some big sponsors that make sure we can do several things. Number one, Transwest GMC. They donate money so that we can go ahead and give away good high-dollar prizes for those top teams. But Bass Pro Shop Cabela's Denver, they sponsor special categories for family. And we really love having the families at the Cast and Clays event. We have parent-child categories. We have kids categories. We have co-ed categories, door prizes, and really, again, Terry, Tightline Outdoors jumps in on that. Nate always donates prizes, and I actually think he's doing the tournament himself this year. When you combine all of this together, everybody is competing in categories. Everybody's competing for the big prize. But number one, we're all there having a good time doing what we love to do. Couldn't do it without Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Same with Michelle over at Bar Lake. Just the list goes on. I will say it is only $100 for a two-person team to join this event, Terry. And that includes your fishing at Bar Lake, your lunch, your targets in the afternoon, the door prizes, all the stuff you get in on. So you can't hardly go to dinner for what it costs to have this excellent one day of outdoor activity. So definitely give us a call. We can sign you up. We have some spots open right now. So I encourage anyone that thinks this sounds like a great time to give me a call as soon as they can, and we'll get you going.
We are out of time, but real quick, how's the best way to get a hold of you guys? The website?
Either way, Terry, give us a call, 303-659-7117. We can generally answer all your questions, sign you up for anything, or go to the website if you want to research a little bit, coloradoclays.com. And either way, make sure you get out here, see what all is going on this time of year, and for sure, get in on some of the fun.
All right. I have to let you go, but I need you to be out on the water doing bass research for me so we can get out next week. Unfortunately, I have to go to Napa and taste wine this week, so I'll have to wait till I get back to go together.
Okay, I'll do the research, and we'll be ready.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you very soon. Have a great rest of the weekend, JR.